Grace, mercy, and peace to you, God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how's everything going for you? Is everything going just the way you want them to be going? Just perfect, yes, just perfect. Thank you. So everything's going just perfect. Everything's going. You got the job you want. You got the friends you want. You got the spouse you want. And all spouses say, yes, I do. I didn't hear anything. And everything is going great. And that's how it was for Elijah right before today's reading. Nothing could have been going better for him. He had just made a mockery of all the gods of Baal, the ones who Ahab and his wife Jezebel followed. Now, Ahab, he was the king of the northern king of Israel, which means he was a descendant of David. And he was a king up there. But he married a woman from another place who followed other gods. She was the daughter of a king of somewhere else, Jezebel. And so Elijah went up there, and he was a prophet that God sent to them. And things didn't always go well for him, but for the most part, things were going pretty good. And then he had the ultimate. He had a battle with the gods of Baal. And it was whoever could make this, whichever god could make this pile of wood catch fire, then they won, showing that their god was the true god. And so they gathered around, and all the prophets of Baal, they called on their gods to light this on fire. And they waited and waited and waited, and nothing was going on. It was like Elijah was giving them a hard time. What? Is Baal busy or something? And so they continued, and nothing worked. And then Elijah went, and he poured water on the stack of wood, completely soaked it, and then he called on God, and boom, the flames lit up, and everyone was going, whoa, their God, his God, is the true God, and everything. Well, then the prophets of Baal, these 80, died. They were put to death. And everything was going good. How could it have been better for Elijah? He just showed his God was the true God. Our God was the true God. Yay, Elijah! And he was standing on the top of the podium, and he got the gold medal for prophets. And then Ahab told Jezebel all that had happened and that her prophets were now dead. Jezebel didn't take things lightly. She was a woman who exacted revenge on those who dissed her. And so she told Elijah, "You're going to die, boy. You're going to die. I am going to kill you." So Elijah, he just had this great victory. And now he turns and he runs in fear of his life. God just showed that he was the greatest God. He was the true God, the only true God. The God with the capital G, not lowercase g gods that everybody else followed. Those other people followed. But yet, he fled for his life, running, 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 a day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and sat down under a broom tree, and he wanted to die. He wanted to die. He exclaimed in his best German voice, "Es ist genug." It is enough. Did you know Elijah spoke German? Yes, he said in Hebrew, and I can't speak the Hebrew to say it, "It is enough, okay? I've had enough. I just want to die. I've done all this stuff, and yet it seems I always run into hurdles. I've had times where I've gone hungry. I've gone times when people have wanted to attack me. I've had it. I've had enough." Have you ever felt that you've had enough? That things are just piling up on you, and you just want to say, "I give. Stop, please, enough." I'm sure there are times in our lives that we have felt this. I know there have been times in my life when I have felt this. It's enough. I can't continue to go on. I can't continue to have this happen to me. Please stop. I've had it. And he lay down and he fell asleep. And then an angel touched him. Here it says an angel touched him and said, "Behold, arise and eat." And Elijah looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And this isn't like a birthday cake or something. This is a cake of a meal and a jar of water. And he ate and he drank and he lay down again. Where did this cake come from? Where did this water come from? God provided it for Elijah. And he fell asleep again. And after he ate. And the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, who's the angel of the Lord? Jesus, pre-incarnated Jesus. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat. For the journey is too great for you." There again, food and water. God is providing for him. And he said, "The journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food. That food was enough to fill him for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. God gave him everything he needed. And we might not think God ever gives us everything we need. We might think we are lacking. We might think we want more. We never get enough of what we want. I know that I want ice cream. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. And I don't know if I think I ever get enough, but I do. But God gives us what we need when we need it. It might seem like times are hard. We might lose a job. We might lose a friend. We might have something going on in our lives. Illnesses, sickness, might become a widow or a widower. Things happen. But God is there with us. He takes care of us. He cares for us. He fulfills us and gives us what we need. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what we need is Jesus. What we need is salvation. What we need is the faith to keep us strong, believing in Jesus. And God gives us that. He gives us everything he needs. When he gave us, he gave us his only son to suffer and die on the cross to take away our sins which we have committed since day one, our sins that we continue to commit each and every day in thought, word, and deed. Yet God, Son, suffered and died, giving us enough of himself to forever cover up our sins. He sat on that cross and with his arms outstretched in Aramaic, "Tetelestai! It is finished. It is enough. The debt of your sins has been repaid through his suffering and death on the cross, giving you everything you need. It is enough for us to be able to receive Christ's body and blood. It is enough for us that the Holy Spirit has given us the faith to believe. It is enough for us through our baptism to have our sins washed away. It is enough for us to receive the body and blood in communion. It is enough for us to read his word, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. It is enough and never, never, ever too much. We don't cry out like Elijah did. It is enough, meaning we can't take it anymore. We say, it is enough. Thank you, Jesus. Give us more. And he does. And God gives us more, gives us everything we need. S. S. Denug was a hymn written in the 17th century. And we don't have the words anymore. It is enough. It was written in German, so it's Es ist genug. But we have the melody to that hymn. And we sang it just a little bit. Because Jesus has given us enough. God has given enough. We can sing, I am content. At length I shall be free, awakened from the dead, arising glorious evermore to be with you, my living head. The chains that hold my body sever, then shall my soul rejoice forever. I am content. I am content. Es ist genug. It is enough. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We have been given enough. And now we pray the Holy Spirit can lead us to tell others about all that God has done for them also. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.